And in Washington today, top military commanders in Iraq were on Capitol Hill to answer questions about the prison abuse scandal. The three generals appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee. They each accepted responsibility for the actions of the soldiers at Abu Ghraib, but all said they saw no larger pattern of abuse. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The head of the Central Command over Iraq, General John Abizaid, assured lawmakers he accepts responsibility for whatever his unit did or failed to do regarding the abuses photographed at Abu Ghraib prison.
We believe that systemic problems existed at the prison that may have contributed to events there. Other investigations are currently underway, and we will consider their findings carefully once they become available. We will follow the trail of evidence wherever it leads. We will continue to correct systemic problems. We will hold people accountable.
The Iraq Battlefield Commander, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, gave the panel similar assurances. He said he'd be certain the entire chain of command is investigated, including himself. There could be more prosecutions, he said, and six administrative sanctions could be reviewed and lead to more severe punishments. But Sanchez insisted he'd given clear guidelines on the humane treatment of prisoners prior to the Abu Ghraib abuses being reported by a soldier in January.
Well, before I received the January 14th report and viewed the shocking photographs later on, I had directed steps be taken to improve the overall condition of detainees at Abu Ghraib. Back in August 2003, I requested that subject matter experts conduct a comprehensive assessment of all detention operations in Iraq.
Both generals said they saw no larger pattern of abuses, despite a Red Cross report from last year describing mistreatment in more than a dozen other U.S.-run Iraqi prisons. General Abizaid acknowledged that such Red Cross reports had taken months to reach his desk. And West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd pressed General Sanchez on a front-page story in today's New York Times.
The headline says, "Officer says Army tried to curb Red Cross visits to prison in Iraq." Is that allegation accurate?
Sir, I never approved any policy or procedure or requirement to do that.
Also testifying was the man in charge of detainees in Iraq, Major General Jeffrey Miller. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham asked him about the Abu Ghraib abuses.
How did it happen so long and so deep and we not know?
Well, I think there are failures in people doing their duty. There are failures in systems. And we should have known, and we should have uncovered it and taken action before it got to the point that it got to. I think there's no doubt about that.
Such responses clearly left some senators dissatisfied, among them Minnesota Democrat Mark Dayton.
We now had 15 of the highest level officials involved in this whole entire operation, from the Secretary of Defense to the generals in command. And, you know, nobody knew that anything was amiss. No one approved anything amiss. No one did anything amiss. We have a general acceptance of responsibility, but there's no one to blame except for the people down at the very bottom of one prison.
But a growing number of Republicans are saying the hearings on Abu Ghraib have gone on long enough. On the floor of the Senate, Utah's Robert Bennett issued this warning.
We must not fixate on this stain on our honor to the point that we become so muscle-bound that we cannot proceed forward in our mission.
Such talk has not deterred the Republican head of the Armed Services Committee, John Warner. He said today his hearings on the scandal will continue.
The buck stops right here on this desk, and I'm chairman. And I consult with my members as my distinguished ranking member consults with his. And I'm very proud in the manner in which this committee has pursued its responsibilities under the Constitution.
General Abizaid, for his part, strongly suggested the U.S. is being seen by those in Iraq as starting to go wobbly on its commitment there.
As concerned as the good people of the region are about what happened at Abu Ghraib, they are more concerned about our willingness to stay the course in Iraq and Afghanistan. They are more worried that we'll lose our patience with the difficult tasks of stabilizing those places, and we'll walk away and come home and bring up the drawbridges and defend Fortress America.
Abizaid predicted even more bloodshed in Iraq after the formal handover there of sovereignty in 6 weeks. He also said more U.S. forces may be needed to contain the violence. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.